Official time, that is union work on the federal clock, is back on the hot seat. The topic has always been a sticking point for some members of Congress, and it's getting more attention after the Office of Personnel Management found official time use was on the rise in fiscal 2016. House Oversight and Government Reform Subcommittee Chairman Mark Meadows got more specific information from agencies, and he's not happy with what he found. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
When it comes to official time, there's little that members of Congress, members of the Trump administration, and federal unions all agree on. But there is one thing that they can, or at least that some members of Congress say they do agree with. No one knows exactly how much official time federal employees are actually using. The Office of Personnel Management says collective bargaining employees logged over 3.6 million hours in official time in fiscal 2016. That's the most recent data that OPM has on this topic. And it's more than the 3.47 million hours employees used back in 2014. But no one actually knows if the real number is higher or lower than that 3.6 million hours OPM recently reported. Scholars and experts who study this field say official time totals are probably different than what OPM is reporting. Trey Kovacs is a policy analyst for the Competitive Enterprise Institute.
Unfortunately, the reality is that no one really knows how much time and money is spent by the federal government on official time. In addition, the lack of transparency surrounding the practice makes it impossible to know what specific activities are performed by federal employees on official time.
Majority members on the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee did their own study of official time. Their review looked at the number of employees who use official time, either in any of their capacity, half of their work hours, or all of their work hours. All of the committee's data is self-reported information from the agencies themselves. Majority members say the data they got was confusing, messy, and in some cases, incomplete. Several agencies sent data to the committee late. The last submission came in 3 months after Congress requested the official information. But here's what members did find. About 12,500 employees reported using official time at one point in 2017 at 23 different agencies. The Transportation Department had the most number of employees using official time that year. It's about 2,600 people. The Veterans Affairs Department has the highest number of employees who spend at least half of their work hours on official time. 472 collective bargaining employees spend half of their work time doing union activities. Democrats on the House Oversight Committee had a lot of issues with the report that the majority members put out. Congressman Jerry Connolly is the ranking member of the Oversight Government Operations Subcommittee. He agrees the data is a problem.
It has to be captured accurately. There has to be transparency. We got to know how much time. But that's not really what this hearing's about. This hearing's about attacking unions, and we heard it from our chairman, whom I respect. He don't like the fact that they give money to Democrats. And he doesn't like the fact that they're active. And we're going to have a hearing where we don't acknowledge any possible benefit from official time. And that disturbs me, because that's not an intellectually honest enterprise. That's something else. That's union bashing. And we're apparently willing to distort facts and make assertions, irrespective of, in fact, the law Mr. West cited, which passed overwhelmingly.
The law Connolly referred to, it's called the Civil Service Reform Act of 1978. It acknowledged that federal employees can use normal work hours to do union activities. And it says that union work is in the public's interest. Connolly's argument is, if everyone agrees official time data is a problem, then why does the narrative sound like this?
Now, to listen to the narrative so far in this hearing, with the exception of you and me, one would assume that official time is a sinkhole. No good comes out of it. It's all on the taxpayer dime. It's a ripoff. It's unions exploiting the taxpayer and once again not really putting in a full day. In some cases, not putting in a day at all. Now, are there specific benefits that come from official time? For example, does official time cover whistleblowers?
Bob Gilson is a senior labor and employee relations consultant. He's a former federal employee himself. Today, he helps agencies negotiate with federal unions. He says what collective bargaining employees are doing today far exceeds the directives on official time that Congress put in the Civil Service Reform Act.
No one in 1978, not even the unions themselves, would have believed that the cost of federal employee union representation would be entirely borne by the taxpayer, and that virtually all union dues would be available to those unions as discretionary funds. The taxpayer has paid many billions of dollars over the last 40 years for federal labor union activity and growth. I, for one, don't have a clue what they got for their money, because nobody knows what this actually cost.
Gilson says he thinks OPM's estimates of official time is drastically lower than reality. He says actual official time hours are probably 5 or 10 times higher than that. The Oversight Committee heard from witnesses at two think tank organizations and from Gilson, the independent consultant. No representatives from agency employee relations offices testified. No federal union representatives testified either. But the entire panel agreed there is a problem with the numbers. And here's Connolly.
So it's not just a cost, there's a benefit. We recover costs. Now, I take Mr. Gilson's point and actually certainly am prepared to work with my Republican friends in trying to have more accurate data so that we know what we're dealing with. I think that's a totally fair point. But it has to work both ways. It can't just be about the cost of the official time itself and how we calculate it. It's also got to be some estimate of the benefits. What is the dollar value of the benefits?
Government Operations Subcommittee Chairman Mark Meadows says he understands official time and its benefits to some extent, but he's more concerned about employees who spend all of their work hours on official time and how those employees are held accountable.
Here's my problem. I'm willing to go with the ranking member on acknowledging that we have to have official time. Even there are some who probably ought to have 100% official time if indeed they're the head of this and they're doing. But at the same time, we have to have some kind of matrix to figure out who is being accountable and who is not. Because according to your testimony, it's a good thing, and we need to understand when it's a good thing and when it's not.
In Washington, Nicole Ogrisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Check out Nicole's story at federalnewsradio.com.